Right now I can just see a picture. I want to share this picture. It's a picture of a man. You can actually see who it is. I'm not going to say the person's name because I think it might represent more than one person. This person's standing in a wilderness and they're surrounded with brambles and thorns and stuff which are just restricting them and holding them. And on their left side, if they were to look backwards, is a big mountain. And this is a mountain that they've gone around several times and not gone up. And if they look forward, there's another mountain. And God says that you've gone around the mountain and not gone up it, and that time is finished for you. And you've allowed the cares of this world to restrict you and hold you in the wilderness and stop you being obedient to what you've been called to your destiny. And that mountain and the words that have been spoken over your life are no longer valid, says God. For you've not attempted to climb that mountain, you've gone round it. But I've put a new mountain before you, and you can go forward and climb a new mountain and to experience something fresh in my purposes. And I believe that God's saying that the enemy has been seeking to get you to go back to the old. And God is saying to you, there is no grace back in the old. You have to go forward. But if you want to come out of the restrictions that are on your life today, you need to give God first place and first priority. And don't let the cares of the world choke the words that he is speaking to you out of your life. God's calling you to be obedient and take a radical step of faith and step out to your future. Because he's calling you to something new and to something fresh. Okay, if you feel that that might be you and you want to know if it's you I saw, then please come and see me afterwards. I'm happy to talk to anybody about that. There may be a few of you here that God is actually speaking to in that way.